proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue to look at Jesus Christ and the Jewish religious feasts. Today we'll focus on the Feast of Tabernacles. The Jewish religious holidays observed by the Savior and his Jewish countrymen included, amongst other things, a series of annual festivals. Feasts which in the 23rd chapter of Leviticus, God described as, quote, holy convocations, unquote. As a Jew, made of a woman, made under the law, according to Galatians 4, Jesus Christ lived and interacted with people familiar with the Jewish religious feasts. To what extent did these holidays impact the ministry of Jesus Christ? According to Leviticus chapter 23, God told Moses to, quote, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord, unquote. God commanded the Jews to observe that feast as a holy convocation, and, quote, a solemn assembly, unquote. The Feast of Tabernacles provided the Jewish people an occasion for rejoicing over the provision which God had given to them. Moses reminded them in Deuteronomy chapter 16, quote, thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. After that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine, and thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are within thy gates, unquote. According to the 7th chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus Christ visited the Jerusalem to attend one of the early celebrations of the Feast of Tabernacles. On the final day of that feast, he remarked, quote, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, unquote. John indicated that the Savior was referring to the Holy Spirit, whom he would later bestow upon all those who believed on him. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, would indwell Christians. He would transform their bodies into holy temples, as Paul pointed out in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Another link between Jesus Christ and the Feast of Tabernacles lies in the significance of the Savior's prophetic name given in Matthew chapter 1, Emmanuel, that is to say, God with us. According to Exodus chapter 33, Moses had to move the original tabernacle outside of the Israelite encampment as a consequence of the Israelite sin with the golden calf. This action meant that any Jew who sought communion with God had to go outside the encampment, leaving his kinsmen and family behind. Contrast that with the ministry of Jesus Christ. The Savior dwelt amongst his people. He interacted with them. He truly fulfilled the meaning of Emmanuel, God with us. Those who heard Jesus Christ speak heard the voice of God. Those who saw Jesus Christ beheld God. He truly was Emmanuel, God with us. Moreover, once the New Jerusalem ascends from heaven, the Lord will permanently abide with his people. On that occasion, according to the book of Revelation, a great voice from heaven will cry out, quote, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God, unquote. God will dwell with his people in those latter days. He will be all in all to them. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.